on the phone with us now, Mr. Skin of MrSkin.com, Infamy, and a book now. You're an actual author.
Yeah, believe it or not, we also produced a book out of the website. So,
and tell me, give me a little bit of a history for people who don't know Mr. Skin. How did you get started?
Well, as a kid, I was always one of those kids who would tape nude scenes on cable television, and the next day edit the nude scenes onto videotape. I collected nude scenes like other kids might have collected hockey or baseball cards or beer cans or whatever, but I collected nude scenes, and I really took an interest in it, memorized a lot, knew a lot, collected it, and learned as much as I could about it. Now, you fast forward a hobby of mine to about the mid-90s, and I happened to be in a bar in Chicago where I live, and I was this guy that everyone would ask if an actress had ever been nude, and I knew it off the top of my head, and I just happened to be in a bar, and people were quizzing me, and a guy that had a radio show in Chicago heard me and was blown away that I knew this stuff, and he invited me on to his show, and I came up with the name Mr. Skin because I didn't want to use my real name. I had a real job, and next thing you know, I started to do more and more interviews, and the internet came along, and then I had a website. But the moral and the cool part of the story is I get to do this full-time. It's my full-time occupation running MrSkin.com, and we've gotten to the point where we get about 6 million visitors a month, and you know, I've been doing it now. We launched it in August of 99, so it's been eight years of getting to do this for a living, and I really truly have the greatest job in the world.
Now, you started out just yourself, you know, running it on your own. How many people do you have working now?
Well, when I started, it was me and one tech guy back in 1999. Today, we have over 44 Skin employees, not only out of our Chicago office, but all over the country. And it's, yeah, like I said, it's fun. It's not the kind of job that people are quitting often. We joke a lot that it's the only place or the only business you can work where you get in trouble if you don't have porn on your computer. So, but it's a lot of fun. And the site, for anyone out there, it's an R-rated site. It's a where you go to find out if any actress has ever been nude in a film. It's a huge database. We have over 15,000 actresses. We give you bios on the actresses, review the movies, but most importantly, we review the movies for the quality of the nudity. We don't care if it's a good movie or a bad movie. We just rate and review the nudity, and you can also see the pics and video clips of the scenes at the website, which, of course, has made it very, very popular.
I can imagine. Part of that is I saw a movie last week where I was like, this is a terrible movie, but it could have had some sort of redeeming qualities. Particularly the bad horror movies, it's like, well, at least there was, you know, something interesting in it.
Oh yeah, for sure.